Jacob, Ain't My Baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And Taylor Colburn.
Yes, and Taylor Colburn, our musical director. These are all your musical selections. Of course, this is not Nirvana.
It smells like Nirvana.
Smells like Nirvana. This is a...
Tastes like Weird Al, though.
This is Weird Al's version, right?
Oh, yeah.
What is this song I'm singing?
Oh.
We have a musical director
because it's our sound edition of the Computer Corner, a.k.a. also, in addition to... our Mother's Day edition.
What do you mean, a.k.a. also?
In
addition to.
I said a.k.a. and then realized that's the wrong term.
Also
here.
In addition to. So
yes.
You got more of those?
Well, maybe.
Just keep piling them on, baby. Before we go to the Did You Know segment.
I made a mistake, okay?
No. You want to be more serious about giving your various mothers a shout out here?
Oh, yeah. Okay, happy Mother's Day, Mom, Grandma, Gaga, and all the other geek moms out there.
All right. There you go. Happy Mother's Day to all those. All right, Michael, you've already said Happy Mother's Day to your Nana and your mom.
Yes, I have.
You're now going to give us the Did You Know segment.
Yes.
Sound pop?
Oh, that's the wrong one.
It found its way in.
It's not Did You Moo. Yeah, what you said.
That's good.
Go for it, girl.
Did you know? Did you know that sound cards weren't introduced until the late 1980s?
How did we live without sound in our computers?
Hold on now. Being the old school guy here.
Yes.
We didn't have sound cards, but we still had sound.
Yes, you still had the beeps. So back in the old days, it was just like, yeah, beep. That's all you had.
It was actually called the PC speaker, and you could make it do a lot more than beep.
Remember, it would do like really basic MIDI sounds.
It had like really. You remember the old school Atari games?
Yeah.
You could make sounds like that, like Donkey Kong kind of sounds.
Yes, and now with sound cards, you can actually replicate animal noises, synthesize your own sounds. Yeah, see? People communicating via sound cards. You can hook up microphones, radios, tape decks, CD players, you name it. You want to do it with sound,
it's endless.
You can do it.
It is absolutely endless. How about surround sound for either games or watching movies?
Oh,
they're just crazy stuff.
There's a lot of crazy stuff. And you know what? Most people don't even realize, like you were saying, you can replace the beeps that you hear right now in Windows with sound files. I didn't even realize how much you could do till I researched it, and I was pretty amazed.
And you've posted all those tips at our website.
Yeah.
Have you not?
Yes. Pretty soon you'll be hearing stuff from my computer.
like when Michael empties her recycle bin.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
You can actually assign
what you
that.
See.
Absolutely.
Or here, I should say.
And can you have it electronically jiggle the handle?
I don't think so.
All right. Let's see if we can help Bill here. Thank you, Michael.
Yes.
Bill, you have a question about turning music on tape into something on the computer?
Yes, I have a lot of reel-to-reel tapes.
Wow, that is old school. You know what? I used to sell all those TIAC and Ampex decks. I was in the audio business back when reel-to-reel actually mattered.
Before surround sound, when they had quadraphonic stereo.
No, it was BCD before CD. Yeah.
And you don't back then you needed reverb. Boom.
Awesome sound, though.
Really
and, how do I go about turning that stuff into digital so I can play it in my car, play it on my...
It's actually a lot easier than you may think in that all you need to do is get the proper cable to go from the outputs on your reel-to-reel deck, you know, the RCA output. You can just go to Radio Shack and get one of these cables that goes RCA to the little mini plug. Stereo mini? Yeah. And then you plug that into, we were talking about earlier, most of today's computers have multicolored jacks. Usually the blue jack is the line-in jack.
Great.
Okay.
So I don't have to go out and get, like, a special sound card or anything?
No. All sound cards, well, I should say, most sound cards have an audio input or a line-in. And so you want to plug that in. Now, you could actually plug it into the microphone jack, but the volume level, you know, mic jacks or mic levels...
It might be a little hot.
So, unless you can, like, really tweak it down. So just look for that audio or line-in, and then you'll have to learn how to manipulate the line-in levels and what have you, and obviously the output out of the reel-to-reel. And you may want to research with the kind of ear that you obviously have. You probably want to go ahead and step up and buy a program that's going to allow you to do a lot of manipulation of that audio that you bring in.
There's stuff built into Windows, but it's real basic.
It's really bad.
Where's a good place to look for that?
You know what? Just like look, there's a bunch of Pro Tools out there for what do we use in the sound room here? Or the newsroom in here has a very inexpensive
Pro Tools sound tool.
You know what? Are you a subscriber to our newsletter?
I am.
Okay, gosh, we're going to do follow-up, and I'll give you links to very specific programs that are fairly inexpensive, less than $100, that allow you to do that. There's quite a few of them out there that do a pretty good job, and a lot of them you can do a trial version where you download. And you know what? You can start by going to snapfiles.com, snapfiles.com, and look in their free and shareware section. There may be even a free program that'll give you the kind of control that you're looking for sound recordings. So just type in sound recordings at snapfiles.com in their little search engine.
Okay.
And then we'll also follow it up in our newsletter with our follow-up newsletter with some suggestions for you.
Fantastic.
But
it's
really that easy, and I tell you, once you get started, man, it is hours and hours and hours of your life down the tubes.
But it's worth it, man. I love music.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah, then you can convert it into audio for your car or for the big jukebox in your computer, the whole shot.
Awesome.
All right,
Bill,
good luck.
Much.
All right, take care. All right, and where does that put us?
That puts us at 2 minutes, just less than 2 minutes remaining in the show.
Let's just real quick. Wally?
Gee, Wally, what's eating you?
Gee, Wally, you did something really goofy that we want to make sure everybody hears, and then we'll probably help you off the air.
Okay. I'm a snowbird.
Okay.
And I had a notice come over on my computer that it's going to be cut off in so many days.
Your Norton antivirus was expiring.
Right.
And you didn't renew.
Because I was going to go back to Milwaukee. We had to stay another week or two here. I forgot about it, and they turned around and cut it off this morning. And my question is, what's my best way to go now?
Well, wait a minute. Norton antivirus doesn't cut anything off. It just doesn't continue to update.
Right.
So you just go online and update. It's like $20. You just basically go online.
I went there, wanted to update, but then they want my credit card number.
Yeah, you have to pay like $20 to renew it for another year.
Yeah, but what I wanted to do was just to call in my number. Then you want to add $10 for that.
Yeah, because now a person has to get involved, and as soon as humans get involved, they got to get paid, and then.
Are you afraid that there's something going to happen if you buy it online?
Yeah, kind of. Kind of scared. Put my.
Well, it's actually safer than calling somebody.
You basically got two choices. That's kind of a little obvious here, but if you want to talk to a person because you don't feel secure, then is it worth $10 to you?
I see.
Or you can go to the store and see if somebody's got it for about the same price, and just go buy a new disc.
Hey, that's an idea.
All right.
They have them on sale, don't they?
Yeah. From time to time, you can check that out. Now, how old is your computer?
Let's see, it's about 4 years old.
Okay, do not buy the latest version, the Norton Antivirus 2004.
Uh-huh.
Do not buy that.
Okay. So going to the store is probably not going to be much of an option for you. You probably need to do the upgrade. And
can we sell them an OEM version?
Yeah, maybe.
Contact the nearest Data Doctor store. We have a special version of Norton Antivirus 2003 you can buy from our stores.
Why you say don't do 4?
Because it's going to cause that machine to crawl so slow you're going to hate it.
Okay.
It's too much software for your computer.
Okay.
All right?
Brand new computer, good. Old computer, not good with that.
Yeah. It's too much. And the 2003 will give you just as much protection. So hopefully that helps. And again, we'll put all this information in our follow-up newsletter.
We are the Data Doctors. You listen to the Computer Corner. If you miss any part of it, it's at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, you'll see it all there.
I'll look for audio archives. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter. And remember,
if it ain't broke,
you're doing something wrong.